Good morning, church. How's everybody doing this morning? Good to be out in God's house, is it not? Again, one more day, one more time to be here, to worship Him and to serve Him. You know, if you don't know, preachers get preached to down through the week. That's why we get the sermons that we get. You understand? I mean, God has just been preaching to me this week about something. And matter of fact, I can tell you right now, I had this sermon Wednesday. I could have preached it Wednesday night, Sean. Honestly, I could have. And you know what? I just felt so good. You know, everything that's happened, I think about this. Last Monday morning, whenever I went to work, of course, you know how bad the roads were last Monday morning. When I come down off the Belpre Bridge, I was involved in a wreck. It was just a small fender bender. But you know what? It could have been worse than what it was. And you know, and you just think about this. You have no idea what your life could be one moment to the next. We have no idea. It could have ended up even worse. Well, as the week goes on, of course, we understand what happened down there in Florida and the tragedy that happened down there. And you know, we have not, those parents and those kids were together probably last Sunday. You know what? Maybe last Sunday, maybe, I don't know if they went to church or not. And they were. But you know what? We have no idea from one minute to the next how our life is going to be. And then, of course, what happened to Faye this past week with the house, she was at church with us Wednesday night. And you know what? Next thing I hear on the phone tree is that her house is on fire. We drive out by there, and sure enough, everybody. My point is, we have no idea what our life will be one minute to the next. I've told this story numerous times, and this is the truth. A preacher that used to be at 14th Avenue, he's long gone now. He's passed away. But he told of how his dad used to be a preacher. And his dad was up there preaching one Sunday morning, just stepped down off the stage, stepped down and died of a massive heart attack right there in the church. I have no idea whether I'll get through with this message today. You understand? There's not a person in here that knows what's going to happen from one moment of your life. Your life could change drastically in a moment, in an instant, when you leave this church or where you're here this morning. We have no idea. But guess what? Guess what? We have an anchor. We have an anchor of the soul that, praise God, we can hang on to. God showed me that down through this week. You know what? No matter what's going on, I had a situation where there's a member of my family that was having some medical tests done this week, and it could have went bad. It could have went real bad. But you know what? God reminded me. He said, listen, you have an anchor. You have an anchor of the soul that you can depend on. And praise God, I want to get with that this morning. I want to preach on that a little bit this morning. If you would, turn to Hebrews, the sixth chapter. Hebrews, the sixth chapter. You know what? Without an anchor, you will not survive the storms of life. Will you agree with me on that this morning? Will you turn in there? Without an anchor, you will not survive it. I assure you this morning, there is one consistency in this life that we live. There's one thing that can happen in this life. It will be of one storm after another sometime in our lives. It will be that way. When the skies are blue and the seas are calm, the anchor seems like it's useless. Does it not? Everything may be going good in your life here this morning, and it may not seem like you need an anchor. But when the storms come, I'm going to be here to tell you this morning, it's worth its weight in gold. Amen? It is worth its weight in gold if you've got that anchor to lay hold of. We have an anchor. That anchor is the Word of God. We have an anchor this morning, and that is Jesus Christ, our Savior. I want you to hear. If you hear, I want you to hear about this morning. You know what? It's this. An anchor that can hold you in the greatest storm that you could ever face. Rodney, there's an anchor that can hold us. There is an anchor that can hold us this morning. Listen, and it can bring you safe, and it can bring you secure to the other side of it if you just lay hold of this truth this morning. Read with me in Hebrews 6, 18 and 19. And it says this, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, just remember that, it is impossible for our God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, listen to this, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Let us pray this morning. Father, as I come, listen, Father, I pray this morning. Let those who are here this morning, those that are listening, Father, I pray, Father, to receive a divine infusion of hope in their world and in their lives this morning. That, you know what, in a world that's quickly losing all hope, God, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would give them that hope and let them know that there is something that they can hang on to. Lord, I pray, Father, this morning that you would do this. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. Listen, consider what an anchor is made for. An anchor is made for a ship, for the coming storm. That's what it's made for. It's made for a coming storm in our lives. There's one phrase that best describes this country, that best describes the world that we live in, is the coming storm that we are facing in this world. It is out there. It is without doubt. I pray this morning that you can see it. Folks, when this storm hits, and I want you to understand, it's coming in waves. It's coming. But when this storm hits, people are going to need an anchor. They're going to need an anchor. We need the living God in our lives. We need to hang on to what Jesus Christ says in His Word. We have an anchor of hope. And it's about the anchor. And I'm going to tell you this morning, folks, that anchor is not Buddha. That anchor is not Muhammad. That anchor is not Lord Shiva. That anchor is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is the God that we serve, the one and true living God. That is the anchor which we can lay hold of this morning. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. It's that God. There is no other God besides Him. Let the words of Samuel 2:2 echo in everybody's ear in here this morning. And it says this, there is none likened unto Him. Say that with me. There is none likened unto Him. Praise God this morning, Jamie. There's nothing like the God that we serve. Let the in the heavens above and the earth below, from everlasting to everlasting, listen to me, there is none like our God. The Bible proclaims it over and over and over again. There is none like Him. There is none like the God that we serve here this morning. Amen? None. Listen to what our founding father said. Of this, they wrote this when they founded this nation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. That's what they said. Whenever, don't let no one else out there try to tell you that they did not try to set this thing up. Don't let no one else out there tell you that they did not have that anchor at one time, even though there's some would have you to believe different. I'm here this morning, even though there was some, this nation was founded on that great anchor. And I believe that this morning. That's why, as God dealt with me down through this week on this, I could not get it out of my mind. I could not get it across enough. As He tried to say, you have a hope, Dave. And you know what? You need to let those people in church know that they have a hope and that they have an anchor that you can lay hold of. And no matter what comes down your way, what comes your way in this life, you've got something that'll keep you grounded where you need to be if we hang on to it, if we let that anchor have us. Always let our anchor be the Word of God. Always let it be the Son of God. Let it be the Holy Son of God, Jesus Christ, whose Word is truth, whose Word is greater than anything that any man or any government could ever lay out there, whose Word is sharper than any two-edged sword, whose Word is the bread of life, whose Word is the hope of all mankind. Put that in your anchor. Put that as your anchor and grab a hold of that. Because I'm here this morning to let you know, praise God, whenever the storms hit, whenever they hit, you've got something that can pull you back in. Let the words of Hebrews 6:19 sink deep into your heart. Let me read it again. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. Listen, both sure, listen to this, both sure and steadfast. That's what it is. It is both sure and steadfast. That's the hope that we have. You will never be confounded. You'll never be confounded whenever we keep that as our anchor and keep that as our hope. No matter what the word, 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The anchor is God's gift to all the believers, Ron. That is there for every believer. It is for everyone that calls herself a Christian. That anchor is that hope. It is there for every one of us. Listen to me. There have been times in this boy's life that if I did not have that anchor sure and steadfast in my life, there are times that I would not be up here right now preaching. I'm just here to tell you. There are times that I knew that, you know what, he drew me back and showed me, listen, this is what it's been. As long as we keep it at the forefront, as long as we keep it there, there is hope. There is hope even when those think that, you know what, that God can't touch them. I'm here this morning to let you know you have hope. You've heard someone say this before. I've heard it. He'll never change. She'll never change. You ever heard anybody say that? I've heard that. They're too much like their mom. They're too much like their dad. And don't, I'm here to tell you, don't let that world, the world fill you with that kind of nonsense this morning. Because as long as there's life, there is hope in any circumstance, in any individual. I'm here to tell you, hang on to that anchor because God can change lives and He can change hearts. Romans 7, 24 and 25. This was me one time. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians 13 with me this morning. This is important. God, you know what? We see this scripture all the time. 1 Corinthians 13, 13. And it says, now abideth faith, hope, and charity. Hey, charity is love. Of course, we know that. He said, now underline that. If you do that in your Bible, underline now. Because I want you to get this. God has showed me this. Now. He said, and the word says, now abide. Now, even in a storm, abideth faith, hope, and love. Right? Now, even in the valley of the shadow of death, abideth faith, hope, and love. You get that? Now, even when sickness and disease are attacking our body, abideth faith, hope, and love. He's saying now this stuff is right. This stuff is for all of us. Now, even when your marriage is upside down, abideth faith, hope, and love. And now, even when this upside down world and the stuff that we just faced down through this week, abideth faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is what? It is love. Now abideth it. No matter what you're going through right now, do you understand what he's trying to tell us? That is not just for back then. That's just he's saying whatever you're going through right now, now abideth faith, hope, and love right now. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing what God can show us and do it? Now abideth this stuff for us. Now, you know, it's in spite of the rejection in your life, in spite of what's going on, maybe you've been rejected by people in your life that should love you, in spite of all the trials and heartache, now abideth faith, hope, and love. In Jesus Christ, by the authority of God's holy word. Do you understand it? Not by the authority of Dave Long this morning. By the authority of God's holy word this morning. We can set a sure anchor that we can get a hold of, Nancy. We can do that. There's no doubt in my mind. There is absolutely positively none like the God that we serve. And if you believe that here this morning, I want to tell you, if you believe it, you can have that anchor that can keep you rooted and grounded when the world is blowing away out around you. There's those discouraged every time you pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio or watch TV. To those, you know what? You may be cast down here this morning. Just right, or just downright disgusted. You know what? There's times in my life, and maybe you have a right to be. When I watch some of this stuff, I get downright disgusted myself. You know that? I get disgusted. I get downtrodden. Then in the authority of God's word, we have a sure anchor to get us through all that. Matthew 11, 28. He said to us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And what did he say he would do? I will give you rest. Amen? He said, I will give you rest. Don't look to your spouse. Don't look to your job. Don't look to anybody else. If you want, I will give you rest. He said, Jesus said, I will give you rest. Amen. That's the anchor of our soul. That's the one that can do that. If you're disgusted, if you're downtrodden, He's the one that can do that. The Lord Himself can take you through the biggest, baddest storm that you may be facing here in this world this morning. He can do that. I promise you, I know that he can get you through if you really put your trust, your hope, and your anchor to him. Amen? He can do that. Are you not here this morning? You're not here this morning by chance, by the way. I want you to know that. You were made and put here. Listen, do you understand? You may be thinking, well, I wish I could have lived back years ago. I wish I could have lived in the 50s and 60s. I wish I could have done all this and this and that and that. Do you understand God could have dropped you anywhere in history he wanted to drop you? You know that? God could have put you anywhere in history that he wanted to put you. But you know what? He put you here. Right here in 2018. This is where you're supposed to be. No matter what's going on out here in this world, because God knows he wants you. You need to be the anchor. You need to be the one that makes a difference. Maybe in your family, maybe in your community, maybe at your job. You're that anchor that maybe is needed. You're living and breathing today by the divine appointment of God. Every individual in this church is one of a kind. I believe that. Everybody in here is one of a kind, and I am thankful for every one of you. And for every one of you, if you want to call them quirks, and for every one of everything in your life, I am thankful this morning that you are who you are because God made you that way. And God can use you wherever he needs to use you, and you can be the anchor that's needed in front of a lost and dying world. And you know what? In your little community, in your little area of the field, as they say, I have commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Isn't that a great promise? Isn't that an awesome promise this morning? That you know what? If you're anchored in Jesus Christ here this morning, Jamie, no matter where you go, he's with you. No matter what you do, Doug, wherever you go, he's with you, brother. Ryan, he's with you. He's with you wherever you go. Brothers, Nancy, he's with you. Jill, he's with you. He's with you no matter where you go in here this morning. Because he, wheresoever you go, that is a promise from the Word of God. And I believe that is for everybody that is called to be born again this morning, that is born in Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible to those whose anchor is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Nothing is impossible. Hope thou in God. God has a plan for everyone in here this morning. He has a plan for every one of us. Before you were born, he had a plan for you. You know that, don't you? Everyone in here, before you were born, he had a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. This is important. Go there. God showed me. I read this scripture a lot. And I never got this out of this. But if you wouldn't care, go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah 29:11. And you've heard this scripture before. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. If you wouldn't care, underline, for I know the thoughts in your Bible. And then when you go out to the margins of it, write this in here. Our God has the power to make his thoughts towards you come true. Amen? Our God has the power to make the thoughts that the thoughts come true that he has towards you. He and he alone has that power to do that. That's why in spite of the storm, in spite of what's going on around you, get a hold of the true anchor. Get a hold of it. Have him bring it in and let him use it. And keep a hold of that anchor. I'm here to tell you this morning, God will finish the work. He will finish that work. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Rejoice. Rejoice in here this morning. Be exceedingly glad because hope in him is greater than any storm that we can face. Any storm that we can face. You have a divine calling that no one else can do. Do you know that? As I've said, you have a divine call. No one else on this planet, not alone in this church, can do. It is your calling. It is you. There's over 3,000 promises in this book. And I'm here to tell you this morning, one of the greatest ones is what I read to you this morning in Hebrews 6:18 and 19. We have a sure anchor for the soul. We have that. There are times we go through a storm that can be, it can take everything out of us. Lots of us have been here, been through storms. Am I right? But praise God, you know one thing Jesus has done in the storms that I've been through? He's let me live again, Belinda. He's let me love again. He's let me do the things sometimes where people say, well, no, I'll never love again. I'll never live again. I'll never laugh again. Sean, he's let me do all of it because I've held on to the anchor. And there have been times that I went through the storms and they were pretty bad. And I'm here to tell you this morning, praise God, He has let me get through that. He's let me laugh again. He's let me live again. He's let me do all the things that some people think that they'll never do again. I'm here to tell you this morning, He is the anchor of our soul, and He can do that for us this morning. You know what? Whenever people look at you and they think, you know, why do you have that peace about you? What's the matter with you? Listen to you can tell them. You know what? There was two people one time, Paul and Silas, and they were in prison. They were beaten and thrown in prison. You know what they did? They started singing at the midnight hour. They had an anchor. They didn't worry about the situations and the circumstances they were in. They were going to praise God no matter what, but they had an anchor, a sure anchor of the soul that Paul talked about. I'm here to tell you this morning, He can do that. I'm going to finish up with this right now. You know what? If you're in your darkest moment right now, and things seem dark and things seem bleak in your life, and you know what? You can reach your hand out through that darkness. You know, you reach out through it. Guess what? The nail-scarred hands of Jesus Christ is there to get you. Amen. You're not reaching into darkness. You're not doing that here this morning. I'm here to tell you, you have a hope. You have a hope for an anchor of the soul. And you know what? If you're feeling like this is that nothing's right in your life and that everything's turned upside down, and you think, you know what? This is all darkness. Listen to me. Reach out. Reach out through the darkness. I'm here to tell you, reach out through it because Jesus is there to grab a hold. He's there to grab a hold. As they come and get a song this morning. I'm here to tell you this morning, my hope is not wishing. Do you know that this morning? I'm not wishing that something. I hope in something that's real this morning. I'm not wishing about anything. I want you to know this morning, if you have a need this morning, you know what? Number one, if you're lost here this morning, come and get that anchor in your life. If you're a Christian here this morning and you think like you're being tossed to and fro and things are not going away, listen to me, that anchor's still there. Come and let it dig into the bedrock for you. The bedrock of God's Word as we stand and sing this morning.